Post-game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Jaguars postgame, welcome in. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey here in Jacksonville, and on the line down from South Florida, it is Fred Taylor. We'll get to him coming up. Let's go to University of Phoenix Stadium. The first word with head coach Doug Marrone. Here's Jeff Loggeman.
All right. Thank you, JP. Just hang tight here with us 1 second. Now we're joined by head coach Doug Marrone. Doug, certainly a hard-fought game, back and forth, big plays on all three aspects of your football team today, defense, special teams, and offense, but just not enough to get the win.
Well, obviously, yeah, and I think obviously it starts with me. I've got to do a better job of getting this team ready to go right from the beginning. I thought the team did a nice job of fighting back. I think, you know, at the end, I've got to do a better job with the game management. And I think, you look at it. We're 2-1 in this quarter, and got an opportunity next week to win the quarter, and that's what we've talked about. But again, I think it starts with me, and I've got to do a better job.
Offensively, for you guys, obviously the plan and the way you are is to run the football, and they did a great job of stopping the running game as far as Leonard Fournette goes, and you guys adjusted, though.
Well, they did do a really good job. I mean, you know, credit to Arizona. I mean, they were in here ready to play. They're getting ready to go on this three-game homestand. We, you know, talked to the players about it, and, you know, like I said before, I've got to make sure that I prepare this team when we go on the road to come out and be ready to go.
You talked about game management. What are you talking about, the second down play when she threw the ball and it was incomplete?
Yeah, I mean, I should have, you know, I was thinking about, you know, taking a run and, you know, again, getting, you know, greedy, and I should have just said, hey, let's just go to overtime and just ran the ball in and run the clock out.
All right, Doug, thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Head coach Doug Marrone outside of the Jaguars locker room with Jeff Loggeman. Quick thought from Fred Taylor before we go to our first time out here. Fred, he admitted it right there, the game management at the end, that was going to be the big question of this game, and
right.
There you heard it from the head coach, Fred.
Right, nothing like a guy who can take ownership. He's the head coach.
I think it was a tough game. Like I told the team, I think that, you know, I give credit to Arizona. I knew that they'd be ready to go, you know, being on a three-game home stretch. And I told the team the truth. I said, hey, it starts with me. I've got to do a better job of preparing the team, you know, getting ready. You know, we came out. I give them credit, our team. They came back and they fought back. You know, and then at the end of the game, I've got to do a better job. You know, I ran the ball on first down, and I got greedy, and, you know, I should have ran the ball and ran the clock out and went to overtime. So, you know, that's my fault. You know, other than that, I just got to do a better job in getting this team ready when we go on the road and play on the road.
That second down pass you referred to, hindsight, but do you wish you would throw it on first down to try and get that first down?
I think, you know, they were coming after us pretty good, and, you know, didn't know what they were going to play. I think if I had to do it all over again looking at it, I would have just ran the clock out and went to overtime. That's my fault.
How disappointing was the first half that did yourself?
Well, disappointing for me because I've got to, you know, it comes back to me. I mean, I've got to do a better job of getting these guys ready to go and, you know, coming out and playing. I mean, if it doesn't start with me, who's the start? And we weren't ready. And when, you know, the team's, you know, not ready, then that's the onus of it falls on me.
Could you tell pretty early on with some of the penalties and stuff that it was?
I just try to get him back and try to get him focused, you know, and as you're going along and you start looking, you know, you see him fighting back and you see a lot of things and you just know that, you know, you just start thinking, shoot, I didn't do a good job during the week.
Doug, it looked like Marquise dropped the ball on the second down late in the game. Do the receivers in general need to be doing a better job of winning those kind of passes? It seemed like it was sort of a theme throughout.
Well, I think we had some opportunities. I think everybody wants to do a better job of that. So, you know, like I said before, I just think we've got to continue to keep working. I've got to do a better job with, you know, the practice plans and making sure that we're, you know, putting them in those types of positions where they'll be able to make those plays.
But the emphasis that during the week, do you felt Blake would be able to get some of those yards on the zone read, or that developed as the game went on?
I think that developed as the game went on.
How impressed were you with some of the shots he had to take?
He got hit pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you know, but I've never questioned his toughness. You know, that's the one thing I think, you know, probably one of his greatest qualities is how tough he is back there, and he took some shots.
How difficult was it when Telvin goes out trying to replace him? How do you think Blair did?
Yeah, I think Blair did a nice job. I mean, I think he went in there and he was, you know, ready to go, and You know, I thought, you know, you got to be ready to go when you get in there. Losing someone like Telvin obviously hurts. But, you know, you got to be ready, you know, make a play. I mean, we lost them. The next play, they throw a touchdown. I think they were getting rid of it. I mean, they did a nice job. You know what I'm saying? They were getting rid of the ball quickly. I think that, you know, they did a nice job. He made some scrambles for first downs and moving around in the pocket. So, you know, put a little, you know, got to get that little extra. But, you know, they did a nice job. I mean, you got to give them credit.
Is there something positive you can take out of today's game?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, we fought back. I think that's, you know, that's the one thing. But, again, it goes back to me. You know, I got to get this team ready to play in the beginning, and then I've got to do a better job at the end of the game in game management.
Anything else?
Yep. I appreciate it. Yep, thank you.
That's going to be it for you guys.
Gave us some good field position, so we had to capitalize. And then, you know, got a chance again there at the end of the game. And, you know, we got to be able to at least get in range for a field goal to give us a chance. So disappointing for sure, but it was good, you know, at least to put up some points towards the end of the game and, you know, be in a battle.
As a football team, you win four in a row, and here's the game, the opportunity to win five in a row, and you fall short. What do you learn from this? What do you take from a game like this?
You know, I think just, you know, most importantly, it's the NFL. And each and every Sunday you play, you're playing against, you know, the best in the world, and it's going to be extremely tough. There's no such thing as winning easy in the NFL. It's a battle every week. So, you know, we got to make sure that our preparation and our routine throughout the week is spot on, regardless of who we're playing on Sunday, and be able to come out next week and be sharp on game day.
You guys faced some excellent players in the Arizona Cardinals defense, Patrick Peterson, Tyrann Mathieu, a good football player, and Chandler Jones, an excellent player rushing the passer, and he was kind of around you all day.
Yeah, all three of those guys kind of played up to the expectations. You know, there's a reason why they have the respect throughout the league that they do. They're good football players, and, you know, you saw it today. They made some good plays, you know, so we'll have to be better next week.
All right, thank you, Blake.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Blake Bortles in the Jags locker room, Jaguars post game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. It's one of those Fred guys at the end. Boy, the interception, the fourth quarter is unbelievable with the defensive touchdown for the Jaguars to get the lead. Gabbert throws a 52-yard strike to Brown. Bortles with a touchdown run, his second of the game. Church picks the ball off. And then Blake with the inexcusable interception again towards the end. Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, makes a big play for the Cardinals there. A wild fourth quarter again, guys. And they're starting to become a trend around here, it seems like.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, they didn't make enough plays, JP. It always comes down to who's going to make the biggest play at the best point in the game. And Tyrann Mathieu, he made an outstanding play there. But still, for me, JP, I really think that you give yourself an opportunity to win this game by running the ball there on second down. And going to overtime and seeing what you're going to get of it, in spite of all those other plays, you still should give yourself an opportunity to go to overtime.
Let's go back to the Jaguars locker room now. Calais Campbell scored a touchdown in this game. He's with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Calais, football game hard fought against your old team, and got to be disappointing to not get what could have been the fifth in a row for Jaguars football team.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is, you know, but at the end of the day, it's one game. You know, we have to grade the tape, learn from it, and move on. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we want to win the quarter, you know, so next week is a huge game for us. You know, I mean, obviously today, you know, looking back, you know, we missed some opportunities. You know, it was a hard-fought battle, but it's November. You know, really after Thanksgiving, this championship football is always going to be hard. You know, it's going to come down to the wire. So, you know, hopefully we build a lot of character from this game and come back and learn from it and be better next week.
7-4 right now, and you lose a tough one, but winning and losing, you can learn something in every game, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's better to learn from a tough win and a tough loss, but at the end of the day, you know, we know who we are, you know, we know what we represent. You know, it's just one game, you know, bounce back, you know, it's the NFL. The beauty of the NFL is you just got to win enough to get in, and then that's when you want to play your best ball.
All right, Clay, thank you.
No problem.
Clay Campbell with the huge play there to take it back, scoop and score to give the Jags the lead there in the fourth quarter. coming back to his – he had a couple of rushes in this game, too, up the middle, some power rushes to get some pressure on the quarterback. That was a huge impact play in the fourth quarter for this Jaguars defense that now scored for the sixth time this season.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games where it was funny because the guys on the broadcast were saying Unique Ngakoue had not gotten really near Blaine Gabbert. Like, the next play, he gets a strip sack, which is the third one that's led directly to a touchdown on a scoop and score this year. But if you had told me that Blaine Gabbert would throw for 250 and a couple of touchdowns and Arizona would put up 27 points today, I would not have believed it, honestly, against this defense. And I know the defense gave him a chance and really got them turned around and got the momentum in their favor in the fourth quarter. But, the offense wasn't doing anything early either. I just thought the defense wasn't up to their typical level today, Fred, that we've seen most of the season.
You know, Arizona took advantage of what they were given. You know, most teams that they want to challenge the quote unquote top rated defense in the league and say, hey, we hit you, you hit us. We put on our pants the same way as you guys. And they tend to challenge you. They throw the ball downfield. I text JP throughout the game and said, hey, Gabbert, they're going to manage this game. They're going to dink and dunk his short passes, control, and play defense. And that's really what it came down to. They took advantage of everything the defense gave them, and that was a soft zone for majority of the game.
All right, we'll come back and get the Xfinity Lightning Fast questions of the game for Fred Taylor. Arizona, final seconds. They got a field goal to win it. 57-yard field goal got it from Dawson. 27-24, Cardinals over the Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs. Check. Jaguars hoodie. Check. Insurance. Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today. 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/Jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Final score 27-24. Cardinals win it. The Cardinals are now 5-6. They're not done yet, somehow. They're hanging around.
Good luck.
As December rolls around, they need a lot of wins. They need them fast. They need some help. Jags are 7-4, and with the Titans win today, the Jags are now tied for first. The Titans, of course, have the tiebreaker with the win earlier in the season. They'll meet in the final game of the regular season. The Titans and the Jags head-to-head. A lot of football. The calendar is going to turn to December here very soon, just a few days, and it gets really important. Three home games coming up and then two on the road to finish for the Jags. It's time for the Xfinity Lightning Fast. Questions of the game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Okay, Fred, the better quarterback today, Blaine Gabbert or Blake Bortles?
Great question. Ah, man, that's a tough one, JP. I'm going to go with Blaine in terms of he didn't put his team in any situations to lose the game. I think the INT late right there really hurt the Jaguars a little bit. So slight edge, maybe Blaine Gabbert.
I think, Fred, the other thing that hurt the Jaguar passing game, a lot of drops from wide receivers, obviously the one by Marquise Lee, or we wouldn't be talking about that play call decision there. What do you do to correct drops when it seems to be a team-wide phenomenon?
You just got to keep coming to work, man. You got to keep repping at it, you know, and eventually hope that they catch more than they drop, or otherwise you bring other guys in.
Finally, the four-game win streak is snapped. The Jags fall to 7-4. Now what? How do they rebound?
You know, the quickest way to get the sour taste of a loss out of your mouth, man, is to, you know, go out there with some sense of urgency throughout the week of practice, get ready for your next opponent. You have to get that win, so it starts with the coach.
There you have it, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Yeah, the first one's interesting, right? Because Gabbert threw the air, 241, two touchdowns. The interception late, which was negated by the Bortles interception right after that by the Honey Badger. Well, Bortles today, 160 yards passing, had that interception, but he ran for two touchdowns
in
key moments of the game. So it is darn near a push.
Yeah, I want to see the total QBR. The quarterback rating is way in Gabbert's favor because that just measures passing. But what Blake was doing with his feet on the ground, Fred, was just as critical to the Jags today.
I mean, it was much needed because, if you take it 62 yards away from the run game, then it's really no run offense out there today. So he was the real only bright spot. He outrushed the running backs himself on six carries compared to, 14? Yep. I mean, or 16, I'm sorry. So, Blake was a bright spot today. You know, the interception didn't kill the team. It's just it was at an inopportune time.
Yeah, they're set up right near midfield there with a chance to move the ball.
Yeah, so. just killed the opportunity to win it, you know, or at least
they killed the
ahead,
opportunity right? to win it. Correct
to go
correct.
Ahead right there. You wonder, oh man, I was thinking at that point, Fred. You know, I don't know if they're looking for it, but JP and I are watching the game, and you know, we're trying to call out, figure out what they're going to do. And on that third down, thinking, man, Blake is running it so well. I want to get him on the edge with some kind of run pass option, because even if you don't get the first down, if you pick up some positive yards there, you're going to make it a little more comfortable for Lambeau. Give him a chance.
No, I totally agree. Definitely agree. And again, earlier we said you want to give yourself an opportunity. That big play at the end right there, the biggest play was that second down. We can sort through this entire game, each and every single play. But really, it came down to that second down decision-making right there, and that really hurt him.
What about the toe-tapping catch by the Cardinals that set up the field goal attempt, right?
Wow.
Fred, how can, with no timeouts left and 11 seconds left when they snap that ball, how can you let anybody complete a ball at the sideline?
I guess the one thing, Mike, is, the Cardinals, they go out to practice. They work hard, too.
I get it.
They rep those plays, man, and they were able to execute. We didn't execute. We didn't make the play. I was praying that they switched the play. I text JP, he bobbled the ball. But
we were all hoping
the same way.
We got it by a blade of grass, the second toe down, and the field goal came right after that, 57 yards. When we return, the highlights from this one, and boy, were there some. Both sides today, a wild fourth quarter. And it goes the way of the Cardinals, 27-24. Cards now 5-6. The Jags fall to 7-4. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town. And they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC, you said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
Who is the Jaguars MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, six Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Allen Robinson and Allen Hearns pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
At Stein Mart, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite, and we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree. Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with six convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com. Stein Mart, saving is a beautiful thing.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Final score 27-24, the Cardinals over the Jags in week 12. Jags fall to 7-4. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor on the line from South Florida. Let's get to the highlights from this one. And boy, did we have some, especially in the fourth quarter. It got hot and heavy. A lot of action early, though, especially for Arizona. The Jags offense struggled in the first half to only 70 yards. They couldn't get anything done. They lost a fumble. That led to a Dawson field goal of 34 yards started it off. Then they lost the fumble. Dawson field goal of 42 yards made it 6-0 Arizona. A couple of drives later, the Jags had gone 3-and-out again. Gabbert to Seals Jones, 29 yards for a score.
Jags are confused here a little bit. Empty backfield. Gabbert drops the throw and fires it to the tight end. That's an easy touchdown. You could tell they were totally confused. Ricky Seals-Jones makes the catch right down the seam, and it's an easy touchdown pass for the Arizona Cardinals.
29 yards. It was a 13-0 Arizona lead. The Jags did get on the board before halftime. Lambeau, 43-yard field goal. That made it a 13-3 halftime score. Dawson hit a field goal of 48 yards to start the second half for Arizona. 16-3. It turned out to be a pretty good stop for the Jags defense instead of giving up the touchdown there. So 16-3, still manageable. The Jags go right down the field. They outgained on this one drive alone their entire first half. 75 yards, Bortles from a yard out.
On the 1 yard line, Bortles under center. Play fake, rolling to the right, looking. Blake's going to try and run it in, dives into the end zone, touchdown. Blake Bortles ran it in and then threw it into the stands.
Yep, 1 yard touchdown run for Bortles. 16-10 was the score. Arizona had the lead. Then it was a trade of three and outs and punts for three possessions each. The Jaguars defense comes back on the field, though. Yannick Ngakoue had struggled to get pressure all day. This time he got to Blaine Gabbert. And returning to Arizona, Calais Campbell returned one to the house.
Jags show blitz. They brush four. Drops the throw. Now rolls it in. Yes, yes. The ball is out. The ball is out. It is picked up by the Jaguars. They're running it toward the goal line. That's going to be a touchdown. The defense has scored again. Are you kidding me? Guess who? Guess who? Calais Campbell has scored on his former team.
Incredible play. The sixth defensive touchdown this year for the Jaguars. That gave them the lead, 17-16. But Gabbert not fazed. They come back out next drive. Six plays, 75 yards. He hits a deep ball to Brown for a score.
Play fake. Scrambles around. Fires deep down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. The play fake and a deep bomb to Jerron Brown.
52 yards on the score. 24-17. Arizona, they went for two and got it. To make it a seven-point game. 24-17. Ensuing kickoff, don't forget this, Corey Grant goes 68 yards.
Grant will field this, and he's going to run it out. Stutter step, nice taking it to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line. Corey Grant along the right sideline, to the 40, to the 45. One man to beat along the right sideline, knocked out of bounds, but what a return by Corey Grant.
68 yards, set up the Jags in great field position. Four plays later, Bortles from 17 yards, he's in.
Blake keeps it on his own read, inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown. Blake Bortles kept it on his own read, faked it to T.J. Yeldon, and is into the end zone for the touchdown.
Game tied 24-24. Bortles punted it into the stands as well. Jags defense at it again. Next drive, Gabbert picked off by Barry Church.
Jags show blitz. They pick it up. Throws it in the middle of the field. That ball's diving intercepted by Barry Church. Barry Church is, now they call him down. Was he down by contact? They say down by contact, intercepting Barry Church.
Clean interception. He was touched on the ground. Church picks it off. Only a few plays later, though, Bortles intercepted by the Honey Badger.
Shotgun. Bortles rolls right. Fires it. It is intercepted. He rolled right and threw it to the right. And Tyrann Mathieu has picked it off.
Tyrann Mathieu with the interception. Arizona goes three and out. The Jaguars, with just about a minute or so to go, got the ball. They decide to throw on second down, ran on first down, threw, Lee dropped it on second down, third down couldn't do it, they had to punt the ball away. Dawson had an opportunity from 57 yards for the game winner.
He gets it down, Dawson kicks it up, he's got plenty of distance, and he has made the field goal from 57 yards away with 1 second to play. Dawson just stuck a dagger in the Jags' heart.
27-24 the final. Dawson's field goal wins it. Cardinals improved to 5-6. Jags fall to 7-4. When we return, more with Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey, and Everbank Stats Check. We've got to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game coming up as well. Jags have their four-game win streak snapped in Arizona. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Surprises are good, except when it comes to your utility bill. With the My Budget program from JEA, it's in your power to eliminate the surprise of extreme bill fluctuations. My Budget averages your bills based on your past 12 months of usage, so you pay nearly the same amount every month. How shockingly nice is that? To learn more about My Budget or to enroll, visit jea.com. JEA, building community, a budget smart community.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, Jags fans. This season, it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win two club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/takethefield today. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/takethefield. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, ensuring those who serve.
PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. Final count today in Arizona, 27-24. The Cardinals win it with a field goal in the final seconds. Dawson from 57 yards for the win. The Jags fall to 7-4, and the Cardinals improve to 5-6. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Let's get into the Everbank stats check for this game. And, you know, this fourth quarter was quite wild today. The Jags in the first half couldn't do much of anything offensively. 70 first-half yards, net yards in the first half for this Jaguars offense. Arizona doubled them up in the first half. Total yardage for the day, 344 to 219 in favor of Arizona. The Cardinals had 20 first downs to the Jaguars 19. Arizona 7 of 17 on third down. The Jaguars were 1 of 12 on third downs today offensively. Couldn't get much of anything done on that down. Rushing yards, 108 to 91 in favor of Arizona. Passing, 236 to 128. Penalties, the Cardinals had 10 for 98 yards. The Jags 5 for 45 yards. Three Jacksonville turnovers, giveaways. The Jags defense had two takeaways from Arizona's offense in the fourth quarter. One for a touchdown. Another was the church interception. They got them at opportune times when they needed to have them, but it just wasn't enough today. Time of possession, 34-39 in favor of Arizona. But, yeah, there you have it. The third down issue today, 1-12 on third down. Couldn't move the ball. Couldn't find a run game except for Blake Bortles. And then, of course, towards the end of the ball game, there the play calling and the key situation there was the real question mark for a lot of people today.
Yeah, the individual stats will back all that up. JP, 160 yards through the air for Blake Bortles today with the one pick. Did not throw a touchdown. He did run for two as he was the leading rusher, as we've pointed out, with six carries for 62 yards. Leonard Fournette never really could get anything going. 12 carries for 25. Chris Ivory had the one carry that he lost 6 yards and lost the football on. Today, T.J. Yeldon played a big role in this one. He was the leading receiver on the team with 42 yards on 5 grabs. D.D. Westbrook right behind with 6 catches for 41 yards. Blaine Gabbert on the other side, 22 out of 38 for 241, an interception, and he did take that one sack. Adrian Peterson carried it 20 times for just about 4 yards a carry at 79 yards. And it was the tight ends that really hurt them today. Ricky Seals-Jones, 4 grabs for 72 yards. And a touchdown. Larry Fitzgerald, if we had told you he'd catch 3 for 12 today and the Cardinals would win, you might not have believed that. Defensively, Barry Church, 8 solos, part of 9 total tackles for him. Telvin Smith having another big day. We'll have to watch that with the concussion that cost him the second half of this football game today. And, of course, the strip sack by Yannick Ngakoue, scoop and score by Calais Campbell on the other side. Chandler Jones was a wrecking ball through the first about 2.5 quarters of this football game. 6 solo tackles, including 2 sacks. 5 of those tackles went for loss today. Wow. Also had a pass defense. So 5 of his 6 stops came behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm. Couldn't stop him today, Fred. Jones made it a real issue all day long.
Yeah, he was definitely terrorizing the offense there on our left side of the line. So, you know, and Cam Robinson, he's going to run into those guys. You know, one week he's going to have a guy that's big and strong. He can anchor down and absorb the bull rush. And then he's going to have weeks where he has, you know, someone as athletic as Chandler Jones. And Chandler's a beast out there, man. So, but Cam, he'll get better. He'll continue to get better as he matures in his career here. And he'll be definitely a solid anchor there at the left tackle spot.
Yeah, you heard Doug Marrone in his postgame comments there talking about having to have the team ready to go faster in the football game.
Right, slow start.
Yeah, how do you get past that, Fred?
You know, it was a slow start. When you can't run the ball, and then when you're not executing on third down, obviously you don't give yourself an opportunity to dial up those plays. I have it here in the first quarter. You know, Arizona ran 18 plays for 80 yards. Jacksonville had 9 plays for 11 yards. Mm. And the time of possession was 11 cards to 4 Jacks. So it's definitely a slow start, but you have to be consistent in your run game. And we have been seeing glimpses over the weeks. And even Coach Marrone, he hinted at it. I'm not sure what week it was. It was 2 weeks ago, I think, when he said we can't continue to keep going down this road. Because if you take away the big fake punt by Corey Grant, then the run offense doesn't look as juicy as it looked. Just like today, if you take away what Blake did, the run offense is pretty much non-existent. So they have to really get back up to par in the run offense. That helps the pass game where they could get the tight ends involved early, the running backs, you know, back into the check down mode and being patient and just playing wonderful defense. Because the defense isn't going to play bail you out forever when they're not getting those sacks and those turnovers.
You know, JP, to go with what you're talking about, with what Doug Marrone said about getting these guys ready to start faster, if you listen to what Blake Bortles had to say as well, maybe I'm reading too much into this, Fred, you tell me. He said, you know, we've got to realize that any team in the National Football League is capable of beating us, and we have to prepare during the week as if that's the case, which, you know, a person who wants to read something into that could say, did this team on a four-game winning streak think, we're going out to the desert, we're coming back with number five, and maybe that attention to detail was not there. I don't know that, but you could certainly interpret it that way.
You know, and I even hinted at it myself, Mike, when I said I pretty much wrote off Arizona after seeing them get beat by a hobbling Texans team by 10 last week. Now, I thought Jacksonville was going to go in there and harass Blaine Gabbert, have him make his second start of the season. And I pretty much wrote him off myself. And those type things, you know, players tend to say we're not going to overlook an opponent. And you try your best not to. But then you're out there, you're practicing. And different things occur throughout the week of practice. You know, you just never know. They had an opportunity to win this game. It just came down to who made the most plays at the end. And for Arizona, it was them. So preparation, you want to go back and look at it, make sure that there's a full sense of urgency still in the locker room. But you don't panic. You know, they still have five more games right in front of them, and everything's going to sort itself out.
When we return, we'll pick a player of the game for the Jaguars Radio Network. Some candidates today. Jags fall, though, 27-24, the final second field goal for Dawson, 57 yards away to win it for the Cardinals. Jags fall to 7-4. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
At Steinmart, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite. And we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree. Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with 6 convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com. Steinmart, saving is a beautiful thing.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. They're certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Yeah. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Jaguars postgame continues, 27-24 the final. Cardinals over the Jags in Week 12. When it comes to the entertainment you love, X1 gives you more. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. It's time for Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game honors tonight. I'll get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred Taylor gets a vote and a half to break any ties, which worked wonders last week. So plenty of candidates today, fellas. Mike, you want to get us started today?
Sure, I'll get you started. And I think he was a strong candidate no matter what had happened down the stretch. But I'm going to go with Calais Campbell going back home here. Scored the touchdown. Only I believe second one of his career, but three tackles on the day. Got a little bit of pressure, but it was more about that moment for him that really flipped the tide of the momentum in that football game and, you know, gave the Jags the lead, the chance to take the lead with the extra point. So I give it to Calais on what would have been a successful homecoming had they won the game.
Okay, Fred, I'm going to give you the last honors today. So my selection could be a bit controversial. Barry Church today had nine tackles. He gave up the 52-yard touchdown to Brown. At least he was the closest man to Brown. Of course, you don't know exactly what the coverage was there, so we'll find out from the analysts this week. But he comes back the next drive and has the interception, which at that point it was a 24-7. It was a 24-24 tie ball game at that point. So it gave the Jags the ball with a chance to win the football game. So Barry Church, a guy who came in free agency, nine tackles, the pick today, at least is my candidate. So that's one apiece. Fred, it's up to you.
Oh, man. You guys are something else. You know, I think you sort of swayed my vote, JP, man. Definitely swayed my vote. Unique was my guy.
Ooh.
But, yeah, and I just, you know, chime in a little bit right there. Mike, I think Unique, he with the forced fumble, sack fumble, you know, it led to Calais being able to get his first career touchdown back at where it all started for him. And I thought that series was great. It gave us the lead at that particular moment in time. Then a few other things happened throughout the course of the game. But, JP, I think you convinced, you sold me, man. You sold me that lemon, I guess. not a lemon, but you know what I mean. I was trying to use the used car salesman lingo. I don't know. But yeah, Barry Church, man, to give up a big play to come back and bounce back and be able to get an interception right there in crunch time to give your team an opportunity to, you know, to go ahead. I think he definitely deserved to be the player of the game.
There is a lemon law in the state of Florida. You can take it back after 5 days.
And Fred, I think JP and I see our job as making your job as difficult as possible, at least when it comes to the player of the game voting, right? Because if we disagreed, it would be boring and then the vote would be over. So we try to give you some different candidates that are worthy.
Yeah, and you guys do great at that. I didn't want to use my half vote, you know, to break the tie, even though that's what it's there for.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it's a little biased in a sense. When you guys go either way, different directions, I guess. So, Unique was my guy. He was my guy. I'm just throwing it out there so the fans can understand why I thought that way. But Church, he definitely, you know, he was all over the field today, and he made a play when we needed. Unfortunately, we gave the ball right back to them.
There you have it. The Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game by voting tonight is Barry Church, nine tackles. The interception in what was a tie ball game, 24-24, that put the Jaguars with an opportunity to win the game before they gave it back up. We'll come back with a Baptist Health injury report. Final score, 27-24, Cardinals over the Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to titosvodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Relax. It's just a sleepover. Besides, we've got DirecTV, so we've totally got this.
Okay, kids, movie time.
Maybe not with your satellite dish in this heavy storm.
Who was that?
Me? I'm the legal disclaimer.
Fine. We'll play musical chairs instead.
You have two chairs and a couch.
Don't let DirecTV rain on your parade. Xfinity delivers reliable TV service, rain or shine. Severe weather, heavy rain or snow may interfere with the satellite signal, causing the picture to freeze or pixelate.
Hey, fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game. Who is the Jaguars MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, six Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Allen Robinson and Alan Hearns pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame continues 27-24. Cardinals over the Jags. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Let's get into the injury report presented by Baptist Health System. Changing healthcare for good. Telvin Smith left the game and then came back in not long after that. The drive after that, after taking a hard hit, came back the next drive, made a tackle, and then was out of the game in the second half. Concussion symptoms. We'll get follow-up on that. He'll be in the protocol this week. That was the most notable from today's game. It was concerning because, Fred, he goes off the field. And what, a play later, they give up the 29-yard touchdown to the tight end, Seals Jones.
Right. I thought that was a great play call by the Arizona staff to recognize that Telvin wasn't on the field. Now, you want to take advantage of the matchups that are out there. The defense seemed a bit confused as they were misaligned. And Gabbert found his guy to get him in there for six.
Now, as the game went on, though, the defense started to figure out. Second half, Puzlesny was doing a better job of getting Blair Brown in the right spot a couple of different times, and they started to manage it a little bit better, it seemed like, in the second half. There was better feel around it.
Yeah, most definitely was a much better feel. They was able to get Paws out there. And I think Arizona, though, they had their scheme, their personnel set was too tight end. So that pretty much fit. You know, it allowed the Jaguars' defense to stay with what they wanted to do and not necessarily miss Telvin as much, because usually when most teams go sub, you know, it's Miles Jack and Telvin on the field. But for this particular game, Arizona used some multiple tight end sets, and that allowed to still have big linebacker personnel out there.
Fred, it's pretty obvious, and Mike, it's pretty obvious that Jeremy Parnell has missed on this offensive line.
Sure.
Oh, man. It's starting to catch up. That's the NFL, man. It you know, you can only survive for so long, and then wear and tear sets in, and, you know, guys scheme up against you, and they recognize your weaknesses and your strengths, and, you know, that's what teams are going to do, especially when you have a young offensive line like that. And Blake's been moving around lately. He's definitely been having to run for his life a little bit these past couple weeks. Last 2 weeks, I would say, last week and today. But we'll see. Hopefully he'll get back out there sooner than later.
I think we see why they went with Blake, too. I mean, it continues week after week. The escapability that he's got in the pocket is absolutely phenomenal, and his toughness as well. Look, he's not a perfect player, but I don't think anybody questions – His willingness to go out there and fight with everything he's got. He got knocked around silly today and has popped right back up. In fact, I thought one of my favorite play calls, Fred, he got blasted in the pocket and they called a quarterback draw on the next play. It might have been a read option, actually, but I don't think the Cardinals thought there was any way, and that was might have been his longest run of the day on that one. So, you know, again, kudos to him in that department, but they need to be better. If they're not going to – if teams are going to be able to slow them as much as they did in the running game today, they've got to find a better answer to loosen things up in the passing game. And to me, that starts with these wide receivers hanging on to the football.
Yeah, no, Mike, I agree with you. The receivers have to be more consistent and catching the ball, being able to make those tough catches because they're getting open. You know, they're finding a way to get open, get behind these guys. And Blake's making some good throws. You know, he didn't make a whole lot of bad decisions today. And let's just be real. That interception with Matthew back there at the end, that was a great play. That ball was on him so quick, some guys would have bobbled it and dropped it. But that was an outstanding play by him. Still, Blake shouldn't – I don't say you don't throw that ball because where would you go? Matthew, he's so small. You know, Blake probably didn't see him. And I'm by no means making excuses for Blake, but I thought overall he played a fairly decent game for what was given, being able to get out there and show his athletic ability. And someone they were commenting on my Instagram about the Jaguars aren't going to go far with Blake Bortles, and I said, look, the Chicago Bears are 85. They won it with Jim McMahon. When you look at Sexy Rexy, Rex Grossman, he got the Bears to the Super Bowl with that great defense. And then my guy up there in Joe Flacco in Baltimore when the Ravens went and won it. So you don't have to be perfect. You know, you just have to be scrappy and willing to go to war with your team, man, and let that defense go out there and work for you. Just don't hurt the guys, you know, and I think Blake's going to have better days ahead of him.
Final count today, 27-24. We'll come back and preview next week. The Indianapolis Colts come to town for the start of a 3-game homestand. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Surprises are good, except when it comes to your utility bill. With the My Budget program from JEA, it's in your power to eliminate the surprise of extreme bill fluctuations. My Budget averages your bills based on your past 12 months of usage, so you pay nearly the same amount every month. How shockingly nice is that? To learn more about My Budget or to enroll, visit jea.com. JEA, building community, a budget smart community.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399805.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yup, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame for those on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010 XL. The scoreboard show is next. Sure, we'll have some interesting calls this evening. 355-NFL-1 is the number. We'll get to those calls coming up. Final moments with Fred Taylor here on Jaguars postgame. Next week, Fred, the Indianapolis Colts come to town. The Colts had a chance today against those Tennessee Titans, but they couldn't get it done. 20-16 was the final. Tennessee over Indianapolis. They overcame two Mariota interceptions in that football game to win it today. So Tennessee beat Indianapolis. The Colts are now 3-8, and this is the start of a three-game homestand. This is a game you got to have next week, Fred.
Oh, most definitely a game you got to have, and Colts have some problems, man. I think that if they can duplicate the formula that they had up there in Indy, they'll win this game. And simply, the Colts are struggling that offensive line. They can't protect. The Titans went out there today and had eight sacks. A week ago, I think Pittsburgh had three or four. Same thing the week before that. When they end up beating the Texans, but the Texans sacked them a couple times. So if the defense can get out there and play, some tenacious defense, get after the quarterback like they did in Indy, they should come away with the win in this one.
Can't lose it. Absolutely. This is one game you cannot lose.
No.
Right? I mean, you beat them 27-0 on the road. Division game, which matters in the tiebreaker formula, obviously, at the end of the year, if it comes down to that with you and Tennessee. You just cannot lose this football game, period, point blank. Doesn't have to be pretty. You have to find a way to get a win in this one.
Yep, that's right, Mike. That's all that matters.
It really does. I mean, with Seattle coming, Seattle's not what they were, but Seattle can still punch you in the mouth now, and they've got a very dangerous quarterback in Russell Wilson. So get this one in your pocket next week. Get to 8-4. It is critical. This is a must-win football game, the way I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, they're not in the playoffs until they're in the playoffs.
Exactly. Right? And there are a lot of teams within a couple games coming in this week, so there'll be some teams within a game of them, going into next week. And the Colts won't be one of them, but got to have this one, Fred. Take their heart early and never let them get it.
No, I agree. You have to let them know that the first game wasn't a fluke, because that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, hey, you guys, yeah, you beat us, you shut us out, but, we're going to play a better game this time around. But you have to make a statement. You have to show everyone that the Arizona game is definitely behind us. We're here to win another four in a row, at least. And I still believe that they can do it. I last week I said they can win out, but I do believe they're going to get back on track this week, starting with the Colts.
All right, Fred, well done. We'll talk to you next week in the pregame. A three-game homestand coming up for this Jaguars football team, so we'll see you quite a bit here at Everbank Field.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun, man. Looking forward to it.
There he is. Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor from South Florida. For those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, the Scoreboard Show is next. The Senior VP of Communications for the Jaguars is Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting is Patrick Cavanaugh. Jags Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs our program for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman, Fred Taylor, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. The final score for the final time tonight, 27-24. Cardinals over the Jaguars in Week 12. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.